I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou, 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. On the morning after election 2020, and we still don't know who's going to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years. We should find out today. We should know today, although I bet you there's going to be some lawsuits. The United States Supreme Court might get involved. But as we sit here this morning at 5:32 a.m. Central Time in the United States of America, there are still six states that we're not sure of. Although the way I look at it, I think the majority of these states are going to go to Donald Trump. The way I see it. But as of right now, 44 states are a done deal. And there are still six states that are counting votes, including some mail-in votes. But right now, in the race to 270 electoral votes, Joe Biden has 238. Donald Trump has 213. And the six states are Georgia. Did you see what happened in Georgia last night? In Atlanta, in the basketball arena that the Atlanta Hawks NBA team plays in, they said a pipe broke, a water pipe. Look out! And they said water was coming all over the place, and really it's 2020. We can't overcome something like that. I mean, we have people on the moon. So the six states that are still counting votes today are Georgia, and Trump's leading in Georgia, North Carolina, and Trump is leading in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Trump is leading in Pennsylvania, and then you've got Michigan, and I believe he's leading there as well, and Wisconsin. I'm not sure what the hell's going on in Wisconsin, but those are the six states left. Oh, in Nevada. And I believe Trump flipped Nevada, which was important, those six electoral votes, because Trump lost Arizona right next to Nevada, which Trump won 4 years ago, and those 11 electoral votes. So hopefully we will know today. I got to be honest with you. Part of me wants Trump to win because I know so many people, and I have friends on all sides of the political spectrum. And Coleman, some of my friends hate Donald Trump so much. I mean, they are losing their minds. Part of me wants Trump to win just to keep an eye on those friends, because they are losing it. I mean, I don't know if it's extreme to say, and if I'm exaggerating by saying, I'm keeping an eye on their health. More so their mental health. Because I don't want my friends to, I mean, I just want to keep an eye on them, but I can't imagine. I mean, there has been presidents in my lifetime who I really haven't liked, but I could never imagine getting that bent out of shape.
You mean like this?
Yeah. We heard those screams coming from all over America last night. And some people are waking up screaming like that this morning. I could, again, there have been presidents that I haven't been big fans of, but I couldn't imagine being that upset. Look, does Trump always act and say the things that I like? No. But when it comes to being a president, you know, the tax cuts and the way his policies, I mean, the economy under Trump, before coronavirus, it was incredible. And then we took a big hit. And by the way, if coronavirus never happened, Trump would have run away with this last night. But we've been coming back with our economy ever since coronavirus. As a matter of fact, Wall Street, pretty much, you could read Wall Street to predict who's going to win the presidential election, because usually in the 3 months, the final 3 months leading up to the presidential election, history tells us if those 3 months Wall Street's on the rise, the incumbent wins.
Yep.
And Wall Street has been on the rise the last 3 months.
Now, the thing I find most interesting about this election is going to affect future elections is that we now have a social media history past 10 years now, and Facebook has this thing, we have Facebook memories. Now we can document what people were saying during past elections when they pop up on your feed and stuff like that. Because one of the things we always hear every election is that, oh, this is the most important election in our lifetime.
Yeah, we always hear that.
And another one we hear, whether it's from whatever party, is this is the worst candidate of all time, this, that, and other. So it's going to be interesting to see whether Trump wins or not in the next 4 years, whoever the next candidate is for either party. Are they going to repeat the same exact things over and over again? Now we can go back and look and see, well, you said the same thing 4 years ago. You said he was the most wretched, evil person in the world. Now you're saying that his predecessor is going to be the most wretched, evil person in the world. Now we get to actually pinpoint whether it's all cliche, whether it's all rhetoric, or do they really mean it? Do they really hate this guy so much? Or is it that they only hate him because he represents the opposition of their party? Because what if he was a Democrat? Let's say Trump was a Democrat. Would he really flip out the same way just because of his behavior? Because he'd be the same person.
No, from what I could tell, Coleman,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the other side hated George W. Bush.
Right.
But my God, when it comes to Donald Trump, let's just say comparing those two, the Democrats had a love affair with George W. Bush.
Exactly.
Compared to how they feel about Donald Trump. And look, we told you, like I mentioned, I'm not thrilled with the way he acts and the things he says all the time. But when it comes to his policy, his politics, I agree with him. We told you last week the endorsement he got from one of the newspapers out in the state of Washington, Washington State, the Spokane newspaper, said they believe that this wretched human being, Donald Trump, would be best for this country right now, best for our economy. And they endorsed the Spokane Daily Newspaper, whatever the hell the name of it is, in Spokane, Washington. That's in eastern Washington state. they endorsed, and I'm quoting them, this wretched human being.
I have to say, you know, as a third-party person, I think that's an unfair assessment of the dude. You know what I mean? Like, what does he really do that's really that wretched? He fights back when people make fun of him? I'll tell you this. Donald Trump has never blatantly attacked anybody on a whim, just for the hell of it. Every time
you have to say something about like him, and then he comes after
you. Like if you don't badger him or bother him or insult him, he's never going to say anything bad about you. It's only when somebody pokes him that he pokes back, then all of a sudden he's the bad guy. That's what it seems when it goes
because
to the
that's not very quote unquote presidential.
Well, that's probably why he won in 2016
because he's not a politician.
Exactly, he wasn't a politician, which is why people gravitated toward him. He was just an average dude, a billionaire, mind you, but other than that, just an average dude who liked women and stuff like that, like making jokes. So I don't think that's a fair assessment to say he's wretched. And he's not like he had one of those blue dress fiascos in the Oval Office.
No, he didn't. He didn't have that. So, I don't know exactly what time we'll know today, and I don't know if this is going to go to the Supreme Court or not. Hey, if you want to text us your thoughts, again, the way I look at it, to me, the six states that are left, the majority of them, Trump is leading. And he thinks he won. He says he won. Joe Biden came out to his people in a parking lot in Wilmington, Delaware last night and said he thinks he's doing well and to don't give up until the last vote is counted. But text us. You agree with me? I mean, does it look like right now Trump is going to be in for four more years? What do you think? And what did you think? Did you watch the coverage last night?
That was weird, too.
Do you have some friends, do you know some people that are losing their minds and they need to be watched because Donald Trump may win another 4 years? Our number is 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short and sweet, and if it adds to the show, we'll read it coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. On the morning after election 2020, we still don't know who won the election. yesterday, last night. There are still 6 states that have not called a winner yet. And as of right now, Joe Biden has 238 electoral votes in the race to 270. And Donald Trump has 213.
And what about Kanye?
It's interesting you bring up Kanye, Coleman. Kanye West, representing the birthday party.
The birthday party, yes.
Neither Republican nor Democrat. His name was on the ballot in 12 states, including right here in Louisiana. But it wasn't a great night for Kanye West. Here in the state of Louisiana, though, Kanye West got 4,837 votes.
Oh.
So there are 4,837 people waking up this morning in our state of Louisiana who voted for Kanye West.
I toyed with the idea, but I didn't go through with it. Just so I could have the right to say if anything hits the fan, I could say, well, I don't have a dog in the fight. I voted for Kanye.
Yeah, he did about as well as our libertarian candidate, Joe Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Jojo.
Jojo.
Yeah. But we should find out at some point today who the president of the United States for the next 4 years is going to be. Again, there are 6 states that have not called a winner yet. Those states are Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada. And from everything I can tell, from what I understand, Donald Trump is leading in most of those states, if not all of them. Donald Trump says he won. Joe Biden came out last night and said that he feels good where he is and not to do anything until every last vote is counted.
Well, both of them had to say something before the end of the night. It was quite clear when it was around 12:30 New York time that it was not going to be able to actually determine a winner. So they had to come out and say something just to keep the faith up. Nobody's going to come out and say, well, we don't look good about this, and have them go to bed upset.
Well, they had to say something. Well, Joe Biden had a bunch of people hanging out outside, outdoors, in November in a parking lot in Delaware. So, they... If he didn't come out and say something, they'd still be there, probably freezing their.
I saw that setup too, and it's funny because, you know, most of the people were wearing masks as you're supposed to during COVID, but at the same time, they had these cars so parked close together. It's like, y'all not worried about the exhaust fumes? That's what I'd have been more worried about.
Yeah, our show starts at 5:30. And when we came on a little more than a half hour ago this morning, We were talking about this, and I asked you to text us your thoughts and what you think and who do you think is going to be president of the United States for the next 4 years.
This first text is pretty interesting. It says, I got buddies on both sides that are probably hunger strike if either other side wins. Personally, I believe all politicians are self-serving, so 6 of one, half a dozen. And I've seen that on social media, too, when I checked in this morning. I tried to avoid it last night, but on both sides, there are those move the candidate crowds, I call it, where they threaten to do something or say something or boycott or something if their candidate doesn't win. Like, I'm moving to Canada, or I'm never doing this again, or I'm going to unfriend you and block you, and all that type of stuff. So I do, that's on both sides, too. So.
Now, and as I mentioned earlier, I've got friends on all sides of the political spectrum, and there are a few of my friends who despise Donald Trump so much, I'm concerned about their health. I'm concerned about their well-being because they may lose their marbles if and when Donald Trump says or it is known that he won.
And that's a shame because the fact that we can foresee that and predict it to the point where people are actually boarding up businesses, that doesn't reflect well on the state of the country. Like knowing full well that, dude, if this one guy wins, people are actually going to try to get violent and vandalized. Like that is a sad state that we should be in. Whereas it should be, oh, well, we'll just try again in the next 4 years, but nope.
Well, Coleman, yesterday I talked about how awful I thought it was on our show that some businesses in America had to board up. That's not the country that we are. And what I said on Facebook last night or yesterday afternoon, I said, it is disgusting to see businesses boarding up in cities across the country on election day. One of the many things that makes the United States of America the greatest country on the planet is peaceful maintenance and or transfer of political power. If your candidate loses, so what? Try again next time. We have three branches of government to check and balance each other. Your life isn't going to change that much. Anyone who riots and loots and steals should be jailed for breaking the law and behaving like they live in a third world country. Do we have more texts?
Yeah. The text says, I'm from Golden Meadow. We didn't have cable TV last night, but the election coverage was horrible, and we went on the internet. Even Fox wasn't giving me the data as it was happening. We had to watch Newsmax because, it gets kind of jumbled right here. But basically they're saying none of the networks didn't do that much of a good job except for
Newsmax.
Well,
the majority of the networks, and some are saying even Fox News, but there's no doubt the majority of the networks, they were rooting for, pulling for Joe Biden, and that was very obvious.
Well, it was odd to me when I was watching it on a few TVs, you know, where I work at. There's a few different TVs we had, like CNN, Fox, NBC, MSNBC, and all the stats and stuff were different on each screen. It was like looking at four different election coverage. If you just glanced up, you'd think there's four different types of elections. Some of the counts were different on one screen than the other one. Some were like putting electoral college votes, and while the other one's saying it's too early to tell.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Well, and look, and you know this if you pay any attention to politics, that Donald Trump wasn't just running against Joe Biden yesterday. He was also running against 90% of the media in America, running against at least 90% of academia in America, running against 90% of Hollywood, 90% of the music industry. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. You had a few black hip-hop guys who came out in support for Donald Trump, and they got lambasted. They got slammed. I mean, the rapper 50 Cent, does he make so much money? He knows that Joe Biden, if he wins, is going to raise his taxes and take more of his money. So 50 Cent came out and said, look, I don't want to be 15 Cent. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And then people got to him and he had to go back and retract basically what he said.
But
it's pretty sad when a black man in America in the year 2020 isn't allowed to vote for who he wants to vote for.
You know,
but when white people are controlling who a black man votes for, Coleman, I have a problem with that. And you, as a black man, Coleman, you should have a problem with that too.
I do, but here's the thing. Just because 50 Cent said all that after the fact, I'm quite sure when he went in the booth, he voted for his wallet. So, yeah, whatever he said on social media after people got back to him, I'm quite sure when he actually got in the booth, he stuck with his original morals. But this last text kind of sums up, kind of sparks an idea that I had that I was thinking about last night on social media. It says, the amount of Biden votes was incredible. It secured my belief of just how stupid and pathetic some Americans are. And I had some friends on Facebook that said, how is Trump getting so many votes? I can't believe this. And it goes to show me that a lot of us live in this bubble where we don't necessarily see how other people think for the most part. If you only have a certain amount of friends on Facebook or if you only hang around with a certain amount of people in your regular life, you kind of get a skewed perception of how other Americans think. And you think, oh, Biden's going to win in a landslide, or Trump is going to win in a landslide. And then when the results start coming in and you see how close it actually is, I think that should open people's minds about how different and how diverse people actually do think. Because sometimes we do get trapped in the bubble. And when we do get trapped in the bubble and we only hear from one side, or we only hang out with people that think one way, sometimes we fail to realize that there's a big country out there that either disagrees with you or has a completely different set of ideologies.
Sure.
You know?
Well, our job, Coleman, because we do this morning radio show, we have to know how everybody thinks. And like I said, I've got friends, Facebook friends, all over the political spectrum, and some of them, the ones who despise this president, I'm concerned about their health, about their mental health. All right, I know we have more texts. Keep your texts coming in. Please, again, keep them short. Please do not text while you're driving. And if your text is good and adds to our show, we will read it coming up. And if you want name recognition, put either your first name or your initials or whatever at the end of your text. And again, we appreciate you being a part of our show
and
text, via the text.
And text words that I can actually read on the air, too.
Yeah. Try to limit your swearing. We would appreciate that. More on this. And coming up also on the show, I live in the city of New Orleans. Very disturbing when it came to the most important race in the city of New Orleans, the district attorney's race. We will tell you why that is very disturbing coming up next as well. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Last night I was watching the election returns on a couple of different networks. I was going back and forth a few different channels because so many of them had it on. When I flipped on CNN, we did not see their legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, because he's taken a leave of absence from CNN, and he's been suspended by his other gig as a writer for The New Yorker magazine after he was caught during a Zoom meeting on camera whipping it out and pleasuring himself. So the embattled New Yorker writer and CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin must be kicking himself. He ruined his career single-handedly. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. On the morning after election 2020. We still don't know who the president of the United States for the next 4 years will be. There are six states that have not called the winner yet. And they're looking at things like mail-in ballots and such. And I think that is ripe with fraud. But we should know today, at some point, as we sit here right now at this minute, at 6:43 a.m. Central Time, in the race to 270 electoral votes, Joe Biden has 238 and Donald Trump has 213, and there are still six states who have not called a winner yet. We should know by later today, although I think just an immense amount of lawyers are heading to Pennsylvania. We'll see. I mean, we don't want fraud to settle this election.
Well, you know, no matter who wins, the other side is going to say there was some sort of fraud in some way, shape, or form. And we know no matter who wins, somebody's going to contest the results. That's why there are already teams of lawyers ready to go right now. They don't even know what the case is going to be, but they already have lawyers lined up ready to contest the results somewhere, somehow, some way. So it's going to happen.
Coleman, you would agree with me, though, when I say that when it comes to the mail-in ballots, very well could be, and in my opinion, is ripe with fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can't confirm nor deny, but I have seen some expose videos online from like Project Veritas and stuff like that. They kind of expose some people for trying to get away with voter fraud. I think that'd be a bigger story, but, you know, it didn't really get mainstream headlines.
Mm. Did you see what they did in the state of Oregon last night? Oregon became the first state to decriminalize hard drugs like heroin and cocaine. But before you say, whoa, they decriminalized heroin, junk, dirt. Brown sugar, yam yam, Shanghai Sally, just one taste, the garbage. But when it comes to the junk and the cocaine, and by the way, Oregon became the first state in the United States to decriminalize hard drugs like heroin, cocaine, and meth.
I'm on meth.
Meth! The voters in Oregon voted 59% to 41%. It was called the Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act.
Oh, I see.
It will transition Oregon's drug policy from a punitive criminal approach to what they call a humane, cost-effective health approach. They want to take drug addicts, junkies, and not put them in the prison system. They want to get them the medical help they need. But here's what's interesting about that. Again, instead of treating drug users as criminals, the state of Oregon will now offer them addiction services, and they're going to pay for it with the tax revenue they have received from legal marijuana, which is more than $100 million a year in the state. They make more than $100 million a year in the state of Oregon off of legal weed. And you're telling me here in Louisiana, we couldn't use that cash? How much are we always crying and complaining that our public school system, we're either dead last in America or 49th in America, we lose to Mississippi. It goes back and forth between us and Mississippi for the worst public school system in the United States of America every year. Don't you think that over $100 million a year in legalized weed revenue, that and they get that revenue because they tax the marijuana, don't you think we could use that here? But here's the final detail on this, Coleman. It's not like you can run around Oregon now. Well, once this law hits the books and becomes law, it's not like you could run around with a bunch of smack, a bunch of meth, a bunch of coke in Oregon. Only small amounts of drugs are decriminalized. For instance, if you get busted with a gram or less of smack, of heroin, or if you get busted with 1 gram or less of methamphetamine, 2 grams or less of cocaine. Actually, it's 1 gram or less of heroin or MDMA, 2 grams or less of cocaine or methamphetamine. Then they will put you in that program. But if you're running around with like a half a pound of blow, or if you're running around with like a knapsack full of junk, full of heroin, Shanghai Sally, dirt, garbage, they're still gonna arrest you for that. This is for people who get busted with small amounts. Evidently, I guess enough for their own heads.
You know what I love about this? That they're using drug money to help drug addicts. I think that's the most beautiful irony in the world, because, you know, people still consider weed to be a drug. Now it's a legal drug. Now that they're using the money that they have for legalized weed to help people that are on harder drugs. So I just think that's a beautiful full circle irony that they have there going on in Oregon.
Is it ironic?
So what you doing this weekend? You want to go to Oregon?
No, I got some things I gotta do around New Orleans.
Okay, just make it so.
But again, this isn't this. You can't run around the state of Oregon with a bunch of those hard drugs, but only if you have small amounts. And I just told you the amounts. And they look at it as people running around just trying to feed their own heads, and they want, instead of putting them in prison, they want to get them medical help to try to wane them off their addictions.
Well, as a libertarian, I'm all for it.
Yeah, you know, we're by the way, the libertarian candidate last night barely showed up, battled Kanye West. Joe Jorgensen, Coleman and I, as I've mentioned on this show, we ride the libertarian bus. But Oregon becomes the first state to decriminalize hard drugs like heroin, methamphetamine, MDMA, and cocaine, but just small amounts. And again, they want to get people, they don't want to put those drug addicts in prison. But if you go to Oregon and you have lots of those types of drugs, blow, meth, smack, or MDMA, if you have lots of that stuff and you get caught selling it or moving it, you're still gonna get arrested and get in all kinds of trouble. But for small amounts of hard drugs, Oregon has become the first state in America to decriminalize that, and we'll see how that works. All right, coming up next on the show, here in New Orleans, where I live, there was something that happened yesterday during Election Day that was very, very, very disturbing. And I will tell you what that is next. It's very important, too, for this fine city. Stay tuned for that report next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show on the morning after Election 2020. There are still six states that have not called winners yet, and many experts are saying we should know at some point today who's going to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years. But the six states in play are Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada. And those are the states that are still trying to figure out who won. In some of these places, we're looking at mail-in ballots, and it's fair to say that could be ripe with fraud. We'll see. You know, if the American people voted for a candidate and that candidate won. And that's normally how it always has gone in the United States elections. So be it. But if the media and high tech, like Facebook and Twitter, if they have anything to do with it, that would stink. So again, they're still trying to figure out who the president of the United States is going to be for the next 4 years. But as we sit here right now this morning, neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden has gotten to the 270 electoral votes that is needed to win the presidency. What's that, 238 for Biden right now and 213 for Trump? And we'll see what happens in these with these final six states. I know in most of them, Trump was winning. Here in the city of New Orleans, oh, by the way, in the state of Louisiana, Bill Cassidy, Senator Cassidy, won his second six-year term to be a United States Senator yesterday. Steve Scalise won for his seventh term to be United States Congressman.
Jeez.
Cedric Richmond here in New Orleans won again, and then he'll win every time he runs here in the city of New Orleans to be a United States Congressman. But something very disturbing is going on here in New Orleans. We're looking for a new district attorney, a new DA, the biggest, most important lawyer in the city of New Orleans, because our district attorney, Leon Cannizzaro, is calling it a career. And the polls from voting in New Orleans yesterday, there were four people running. None of the four candidates were able to secure 51% of the vote. So there's going to be a runoff next month in December with the two highest vote getters from yesterday. And those two, and here's the disturbing part. The two highest vote getters from yesterday, the Orleans Parish District Attorney's race, a woman named Kiva Landrum, who's been endorsed by our tax cheat of a mayor, Lataxa Cantrell, who owes the federal government over $100,000 in unpaid federal income tax over the last decade. I don't know how she gets away with that. And she's running against New Orleans City Councilman Jason Williams, who has been indicted by a federal grand jury for a litany of tax fraud. So we're very close to having a district attorney who is going to have to go to a federal trial because he's already been indicted. And look, you know, when you've already been indicted by a grand jury, it's not like you just got arrested. You know, if someone just gets arrested, okay, you just got arrested, you can get a lawyer, you can have your day in court. If you've already been indicted by a federal grand jury, they've done all the work. They've looked into you. They've come up with all the evidence against you. They've put it in front of a grand jury, and the grand jury said, oh, yeah, this guy has to go to trial for this. You look at people who have been federally indicted, Coleman. I think it's 97-point-something% of the time they're found guilty. So we are very close here in the city of New Orleans. If, God forbid, Jason Williams, the current city council member, who was under federal indictment for being a tax cheat, we're a month away from him if he beats Kiva Landry, who was endorsed by our tax cheat of a mayor. If Jason Williams wins, could you imagine that? Having a mayor and a district attorney in one city who are both tax frauds. Who they don't pay their... They lie about they're not up and up when it comes to paying taxes. And the ironic part about that, both of their current jobs depend on tax revenue.
So the options are somebody who is already federally indicted on tax charges, or the person that's endorsed by somebody that is a tax cheat.
Yes. Those are the choices we have for the top lawyer, the district attorney here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish. God help this city. It's such a great city, too. That's where we're at. If you would like to text us regarding that, obviously, I know a bunch of people, geez, no surprise there. I mean, the voters in New Orleans, this is who they vote for.
I guess you have to have some sort of tax problem just to get into politics in New Orleans.
In this city.
Yeah.
You could text us when it comes to this. This, I know this doesn't surprise you. What do you think is going to happen with the district attorney's race here in Orleans Parish in New Orleans? And if you want to text us, what do you think is going to happen with the presidential race in these final six states? You think fraud is involved? If fraud wasn't involved, wouldn't we have heard about the winners in those states by now? Text us at 260-9595. Please keep them short. Please do not text while you're driving. And if they're good and they add to the show, we will read them. Coming up next, and if you want, put either your first name or your initials or your nickname or whatever your handle is, and make them good. Here on Bayou 95.7, we've got some other interesting things that I got to get to coming up as well, including in one state, what happened with Uber and Lyft, the ride-sharing services. This is very interesting. Stay tuned. Coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Today in history, back in 1922, the entrance to King Tut's tomb was discovered. British researchers say King Tut died in a chariot accident. They believe he was texting and crashed into a pyramid. It's something how that happened here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Ozzy Osbourne there. When Eddie Van Halen died a few weeks ago, there was a bunch of stuff obviously written. We talked about it a lot here. And I said, even though he's gone, don't say was, Eddie Van Halen will always be one of the greatest rock guitarists and most influential rock guitarists ever in rock history. But since he died, a bunch of old Eddie Van Halen interviews have been popping up. I've been seeing them on YouTube and such. And there was one interview from, it was right around 1981, right around 1980, 81. Right around there, maybe 82. They asked him about Randy Rhoads, Ozzy Osbourne's guitar player, on the first two incredible Ozzy Osbourne albums. They said, Eddie, what do you think of Randy Rhoads? I mean, you grew up in Los Angeles. He's from here. You know, you hit it big with Van Halen, and he just hit it big with Ozzy Osbourne after Ozzy got kicked out of Black Sabbath. Eddie Van Halen, what do you think of Randy Rhoads? And he said, oh, he's fantastic. But his playing is kind of familiar, isn't it? And Eddie Van Halen's winking at the guy. It's like, there's no doubt that Randy Rhoads was influenced by Eddie Van Halen. But there's two really skinny, long-haired white kids from Southern California who came up right around the same time. You know, because Randy Rhoads was in the band Quiet Riot before they made it big. And before he hit it big with Ozzy, when Quiet Riot was just playing the bars in Los Angeles, Randy Rhoads was the guitar player in Quiet Riot. And then he left that band to join Ozzy's band. But Eddie Van Halen said, oh, I love him. I think he's great. But he's kind of... kind of familiar playing, isn't it?
Well, they say that imitation is the best form of flattery, yes. Right?
Yes. Hey, okay, so I've got a very good news story on this morning after election 2020. I've got a very, very good news story to tell you about right now, because I think good news is important. And I know in much of the media, good news doesn't sell. That's why it's all negative and bad news. And when people watch the news, they just want to jump out a window after that. Okay, there was a car that was jacked in New Orleans.
Wait, you said it was a good news story.
It has a good news finish.
Oh, okay. Started off a carjacking. I'm like,
there was a carjacking in New Orleans the other day. And the carjacker didn't realize when he stole the car that there was a little dog in the back seat of the car. And after the car was jacked, the owner of the car, this woman and her young little daughter, the daughter was crying, saying, they didn't only steal our car, they stole my dog, Stella. And so the news broke. Oh my God, a carjacker jacked a car from a mother and a young girl and her daughter, and their little dog was in the back seat. You know, it was kind of like when the owner of the Saints and Pelicans, Gail Benson, a couple of weeks ago, was in the back seat of her car uptown here in New Orleans, and she was being driven around by her driver. She was in the back seat. The driver pulled in front of a store in a strip mall uptown, got out the car, and while Gail Benson was sitting in the back seat, somebody hopped in the car to jack the car and started to jack the car with Gail Benson in the back seat. She screamed, "Get out! Get out, you carjacker!" And he listened to her, and the carjacker got out of the car. Could you imagine if he pulls out and starts driving around with the richest woman, with the richest person in the state of Louisiana?
But we could assume that Stella isn't as rich as Gail.
No. But much like the Gail Benson story, because that ended with good news because the carjacker freaked out and jumped out of the car. Someone was walking or driving in New Orleans East yesterday, saw a dog just running around in traffic by itself, picked up the dog, and on the dog collar was a name and a phone number. It said Stella, and it had the phone number. I don't think it was Stella's phone. I think it was the woman who had her car jacked. I think it was her phone. And wouldn't you know, Coleman, the person who took Stella out of traffic in New Orleans East called the number on the dog collar, and the woman answered the phone. And she said, "Yeah, that's our dog. That's my daughter's dog." Georgia Wilson is the woman's name who was carjacked, and her daughter and their dog was in the back seat. Georgia Wilson said, "You found our dog? You found Stella? You found Stella? Stella!" And last night there was a reunion, and the little girl hugged the dog, and that Stella was hugging the little girl, and then the little girl's mother, Georgia Wilson, hugging Stella, and Stella was hugging and kissing.
Wait, wasn't this a movie? Stella got our family back? Are we talking about a movie? This really happened?
No, you're thinking of the story that was written here in New Orleans that became a movie, A Streetcar Named Desire, when Marlon Brando.
All right.
Stella! That's what you're thinking of. So Stella has been found, but the vehicle, the car, has yet to be found.
Well, you know, you can replace the car. I can't replace Stella.
Dude, that's a New Orleans tale right there. And I'm not talking about Stella's tale. The dog. I'm talking about that. That's a New Orleans tale. And I'm getting emotional. Hey, Coleman, could you pass me the tissue over there?
No, I need that to wipe down the counter so we can do our COVID stuff after we do
the
show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We really have a couple
left.
We need
to wipe it down.
All right, coming up next. Isn't that a good news? Don't you feel better this morning? I hope she finds her car back, but the dog, I think, the life is... coming up, more on last night's election. And there's something interesting I want to tell you about that people voted on when it came to Uber and Lyft in another state. And I'm going to tell you about something very interesting about an amendment that people voted on here on the Louisiana ballot yesterday. Something that I'm passionate about and that I've talked about on the show. Stay tuned for those reports coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlind hanging. Over after after last night's election day 2020. And we still don't know who the president of the United States is going to be for the next 4 years. There are still six states that haven't called the winner yet. And now there's going to be some mail-in voting and probably some fraud and lawyers getting involved. And who knows? They're all saying they should know by some point later today, but I don't know if that's going to be the case. Earlier in the show, we were given other local election results from yesterday and last night as well. In St. Tammany Parish, they reelected their district attorney, and he's not under federal indictment for anything, like one of the two district attorney candidates here in New Orleans who are in a runoff next month. Warren Montgomery reelected as district attorney of St. Tammany and Washington Parishes. So he got a win last night. One of the ballot initiative questions, there were several. And, you know, some people yesterday were complaining that they only had 3 minutes in the voting booth. They were only allowed to be in the voting booth for 3 minutes, and some people didn't think that was fair. Some people were screaming voter suppression. We heard that again. Suppress the people. How are they supposed to get all of this done in 3 minutes?
I don't know. 3 minutes, that's a heavyweight round, or that's stand-up comedy. 3 minutes, that's a lot of time.
You know, 3 minutes sounds like a short amount of time, but 3 minutes, if we sat here and counted off 3 minutes, 3 minutes, it takes 3 minutes.
Yeah, and if you're a well-informed voter, it takes you less than that. You just go in there, bop, 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 and you roll out.
But one of the biggest, in my opinion, it was the biggest ballot initiative questions in the entire state of Louisiana. Everyone who voted in our state had this question appear in front of them when they went in to vote yesterday. Should betting on sports be legalized in the state of Louisiana? And I've been telling you for a while, yes, they did it. They've done it in several states, including Mississippi right next door. They've done it up in New Jersey. And those states tax the revenues that the gambling establishments make. And they make a lot of money, much like in the states where marijuana is legal. We told you about out in Oregon earlier in the show. They make over $100 million a year in tax revenue off of selling legalized marijuana.
Smoke weed every day.
Well, when it came to that question yesterday here in Louisiana, should sports gambling be legalized? 55 out of the 64 parishes approved sports betting. And including all of our local parishes, here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish. They voted yes. Yes. Jefferson Parish. Yes. Yes. St. Tammany Parish. Yes. Yes.
Woo! Yes.
St. Bernard Parish. De Parish. Yes. Lafourche Parish. Yes. Plaquemines Parish. Yes. Terrebonne Parish. Yes. So, hopefully soon, like I live in New Orleans, I'll be able to walk right over here to Harrah's Casino, go in and see a sports book room and legally bet $50, $100 on the Saints.
Right. And what color Gatorade after the big game?
Yeah, I'll be able to legally bet on stuff like that. Instead of getting on my cell phone and calling some guy named Rocco, having to do that, I actually haven't done that in a while, but again, people do it anyways. So if they're going to do it, legalize it, and then the state of Louisiana taxes the revenue that the gambling establishments make. And they make piles of money. And we're always either dead last or second to last behind Mississippi in public education here in the state of Louisiana. I don't want to say we have the dumbest education or the second dumbest education in the state, but you could look at that any way you want to look at that. But some of that tax revenue now can go into public schools. Doesn't that make sense? Again, people are doing it anyways.
Right.
And if you say, well, what about people who have gambling addictions and gambling problems? Well, what are you saying? What about alcoholics and people that can't handle their drinking? Alcohol's still legal.
And plus, you said it. They're going to do it anyway, whether it's legalized or not. So why not make it legal?
Yeah, the way you've got Louisiana residents now on Saturdays for college football or Sundays for professional football, or any day to bet on any sport, driving over the state line into Mississippi, betting, and many lose.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving our money to not only Mississippi, but we're giving our money so Mississippi could put that tax revenue into their public schools to keep them ahead of us, to keep us at dead last in America in education at 50th. And they can stay at 49th. They can maybe even move up to 48th or 47th.
I believe every American should have the right to ruin their financial life if they choose to. I'm all about liberty.
Freedoms. That's the libertarian in us, Coleman. Right. We believe in personal freedom, personal responsibility.
Yeah, if you want to put your house up on a game, knock yourself out. It's your house. Why not?
By the way, the most expensive bet in the history of elections happened yesterday, where some guy bet $5 million on Donald Trump. And when he made that bet, Trump was a big underdog. You know, as the night went on last night, Trump, the odds were going in Trump's favor. But when this guy made this bet, and I think he was in England, he bet $5 million on Trump. And if Trump wins, he wins over $15 million for making a $5 million bet. I mean, if he loses, he loses the $5 million that he bet. But if he wins, he could turn that $5 million into $15 million.
Who has that kind of disposable income? $5
million.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I had $5 million to bet on a presidential election, I probably wouldn't be working. Because I'd have $5 million, even though I love my job, I love what I do, I love doing the radio show, the one thing and the only thing I don't love about it is getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, especially after a late election night.
Right.
So that's good news, in my opinion, here in Louisiana. If you agree with me or disagree with me on that, you could text us. Again, we're all for personal freedom and personal responsibility. 55 out of the 64 parishes voted to approve sports betting. So I don't know exactly when. I don't know if it'll be the first of the year. That's what I'm thinking. It'll probably be, hopefully, January 1st. Maybe you can legally bet on some playoff action, some bowl games, and have a good time doing that. Text us if you agree or disagree with that. Again, I'm all for that. People are doing it anyways. We might as well get the tax revenue and put it into our public education here in the state of Louisiana. Text us at 260-9595. Keep it short, and please don't text while you're driving. And if it's good, it adds to our show. We'll read it coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Last night, yesterday, election day, one of the ballot initiative questions in the state of California was, should... It was Proposition 22 out there. The question asked voters in California, should Uber, Lyft, and other app-based drivers, should they remain independent contractors or be eligible for the benefits that come with being company employees? See, the reason why, it's funny how California worded that. The state of California wanted Uber, Lyft, and other app-based drivers, wanted them to be a part of a company. So they would be able to, the state would be able to get their claws and their paws into them even more. But the people in the state of California said, they should remain independent contractors. So it was a win for Uber and Lyft last night, the ride-sharing services in the state of California. And I've said several times on this show, you know, Uber is something that you wonder how you lived without it, but before we had it. It's incredible how easy it is, and it makes using taxi cabs look like you're using a pay telephone.
I don't understand how something like that would even get on a ballot, being that Uber and Lyft and ride-sharing services are supposed to be private companies. So why is the California government even involved in how they want to treat their employees? Like,
because that's what the state of California government does. They're one of the highest taxed states in America. They want to continue to do that, and this was a way for them to get more. But the people of California, they voted to remain independent contractors. So I thought that was interesting. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and I'm still going through a few. There was a lot of dumb stories yesterday on Election Day 2020. Stay tuned for that coming up next. I'm narrowing it down here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our gig where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Doctor claims vaccine causes autism and chicken nuggets can help cure it.
Say what?
I said doctor claims vaccine causes autism and chicken nuggets can help cure it.
Huh.
This is obviously misinformation, but this is coming from a highly, maybe at one point in her career, she was a highly respected doctor. But she's a very expensive doctor to go to. And she happens to be over in the United Kingdom. Edinburgh. A doctor in Edinburgh. And by the way, she charges $210 an hour.
Cha-ching!
Don't they have socialized medicine over there? In the United Kingdom, in Scotland, and Don't they?
Maybe. I'm unfamiliar with. Maybe she's private practice.
Private practice. A $210 an hour Edinburgh doctor who runs a private clinic.
See?
In the capital. Has come under fire for suggesting autism may be caused by an MMR jab vaccine. And that organic chicken nuggets could alleviate symptoms. Okay, now it's making more sense. At least these chicken nuggets that cure autism, at least they're organic.
Is there even a such thing as an organic chicken nugget?
Well, according to Dr. Laureen Aimet, she claims that autism is caused by an adverse reaction to children being given the MMR shot, the vaccine. Despite this claim being repeatedly debunked by science.
Ah.
You know, most doctors, they pay attention to science.
Most of them.
You know, most doctors were pretty good in science when they were students. And,
but maybe she did her own research and came up with her own reviews, and maybe they weren't peer-reviewed, but I would like to see some documentation that backs up her claim. I'm not ready to dismiss her just yet. There might be something to this.
So a newspaper wanted to go investigate her clinic after receiving a number of complaints from concerned parents about the work at this doctor's clinic. And by the way, this clinic, this doctor, claims to have improved the development of 80% of her patients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a doctor. You understand that you have to be really smart to be a doctor.
Perhaps, but you've never heard of like alternative medicines, like herbal treatments and acupuncture, hypnotic. Remember that one chick that hypnotized this guy who only ate one type of food, but the hypnotism works. So they're all alternative methods.
I've heard of all of those alternative methods, although I've never heard of organic chicken nuggets.
I've never heard of organic chicken nuggets either, but I'm guessing they come from organic chickens. I'm assuming.
Maybe cage-free.
Maybe.
I wonder if the organic chicken nuggets taste better with barbecue sauce or sweet and sour or buffalo. I wonder what the best sauce to dip your organic chicken nuggets
in. Isn't just you, but when you're in a grocery store and you pick up something that says organic, you just feel like it doesn't taste as good as it should. Like it might be missing that oomph in it that makes something feel good, like if it's not processed right.
It's the oomph that makes it unorganic.
Right, but that's the oomph that makes it taste great.
By the way, on a side note,
mm-hmm.
Have you tried the chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A yet? Oh my God.
Yes, yes.
Those chicken nuggets they have.
You know, I don't know what
the medical... And they got the new macaroni and cheese. Oh, my God, Chick-fil-A.
I don't know what the medical properties in the chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A is, but it makes my soul feel better, and I don't even believe I have one.
Well, Chick-fil-A, they're not on record saying that their chicken nuggets cures autism.
Please remember, John Osterlin is not a medical doctor.
Well, I mean, just when you thought all doctors were paid attention to science and were really smart.
We still don't know whether she did the science or not. I just want to see her, you know, her studies and her research. It might be something. I'm not ready to dismiss it just yet. It sounds crazy on the surface, but we never know.
Well, the doctor, the expensive doctor in the United Kingdom who claims vaccine causes autism and chicken nuggets can help cure it. Organic chicken nuggets can help cure it. That's the dumbest thing that I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Chicken!
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know, Coleman, we talked on this show about how the rapper 50 Cent said that he wanted to vote for Donald Trump because he knows Joe Biden, if Joe Biden wins, will raise his taxes, and he makes a lot of money, and that means he would pay more in taxes. Well, you know, he wasn't the only rapper or high-profile black guy who came out saying that he's supporting Donald Trump. A few of them have, but 50 and a few others, they've been hearing it from some white people saying, what are you doing? You can't vote for Donald Trump. You're a black guy. And hearing it from some black people. What are you, an Uncle Tom, whatever the case may be. Coleman, you're black. As a black guy, do you like it when some black guys are told they're wrong when it comes to who they vote for?
Oh, no, I'm not cool with that at all. Just the idea that all black people are supposed to be this monogamous group.
Sheep!
We're supposed to all have a collective thought, and anybody who deviates from that particular thought is somehow not really, quote-unquote, black, as if my chromosomes and genetic code changes based on my political ideology. No, it's unsettling, and I don't like it. I'm not feeling it. Vote for whoever you feel, supports your morals and values.
I'm with you there. Hey, it's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it now. Crank it up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.